bash. A bash. Go on, let it out.
A bash.
Bash, motherfucker.
I can't do boshes like you do.
Bash. Here we are. Christmas patron.
Merry
it's Christmas time. La 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 la.
Jingle bells, jingle bells.
There's a there's the Winter Vale Festival is currently going on in Wales, which is like Christmas time, and there's a reindeer pet, a reindeer beast that you can tame as a hunter, and there's a rare chance for one to spawn with the red nose and all the fucking decorations on it that you can tame, and you can have double reindeers. It's only available for this event. And I'm seeing lots of pictures of like little gnome hunters with these two fucking big reindeers next to them with the red noses. It looks very, very cool. Very, very interesting.
You've just reminded me that I need to download Fortnite because on the 23rd they've got a Cyberpunk crossover.
So decent.
You know me.
Yeah, you have to.
I'll buy the Cyberpunk shit and then I'll uninstall it because that's what I do.
Because you want older the skins.
I like the skins, man. Can't help myself.
What's the what's that fucking Second Life thing that they're doing? What is that? You see much on that?
I haven't heard of
the,
it.
The Fortnite. Oh, fucking, what's it called? Fortnite.
Ballistic.
Oh, I've got no fucking internet. Fortnite Life or some shit.
Is it not Fortnite Ballistic?
No, what's Fortnite Ballistic?
It's their new mode. First-person mode, like Valorant and that.
No, yeah, no, it's not that. It was announced at the Game of the Year thing.
Fortnite, no, there's nothing Fortnite Life. Fortnite Brick Life.
Brick Life, that's the one.
That's been on there for ages. You're talking about the Lego bit. Yeah, it's Fortnite
yeah,
Lego.
No, yeah, no, not, yeah, but it's not Fortnite Lego. Do you ever remember PlayStation Home? When you could play, when you could go into like a city or whatever. It's like that, but Lego. But Fortnite, it's Lego Fortnite Brick Life.
Build your life in a big city, make new friends, explore the sights, move into your dream home, start building your lifestyle in Lego Fortnite Brick Life, an all-new social role-playing experience in the Lego Fortnite world, launching on December the 12th. What is Lego Fortnite Brick Life?
It's basically fucking Roblox, isn't it?
Pack up your bricks and pieces and step into an ever-evolving city where you can build your own stories by interacting with both the environment and your fellow residents. Gather your friends and make new ones as you explore vibrant locals like sunset-drenched beaches and the mysterious Morndale Academy alongside 31 other players. Become the ultimate socialite and hang out in restaurants, house parties and rooftop clubs. Activities in Lego Fortnite Brick Life are better together too. Host a band practice down on the beach, grab a bite to eat with friends or race through the streets on hoverboards. You'll decorate your own home with a wide range of Lego furniture afforded by taking on an assortment of jobs, from a mystical fortune teller to hard-working sushi chef. Start your dream job. First things first, you're going to need to make a living, which means you need to get a job. Whatever you fancy, there's a profession for everyone in Brick Bay. Here are just a few of the different roles you can take. Courier, deliver parcels to Brick Bay residents. Academy professor, share your knowledge with a class at Moondale Academy. Security officer, make sure crime doesn't pay. Scoundrel, prank fellow citygoers. Sushi chef, serve up the tastiest fish in Brick Bay. Ba-boom, milk tea barista, serve Brick Bay's most refreshing beverage. Fortune teller, what does your future hold? New furniture. I'm not reading the rest.
It's basically a pedo haven for
pedos.
For pedos. Like Roblox was and Habbo Hotel and Club Penguin. I'm very excited. It sounds very cool. Not for the pedo side. Not for the pedo side.
That was such a terrible transition of
No, sounds like a pedo haven.
I'm very excited.
It's locked behind a paywall. not in that fucking regards. Sounds interesting, is what I mean.
Well, not for me.
A little bit of role play. You don't want to be a sushi chef in fucking Lego Fortnite meets life.
Nah, bro.
In bricks.
If I can be more cyberpunk characters, maybe. I mean, you can in the Lego, so not all of them, but a lot of your skins from...
Transfer over, bro.
Yeah, so I could be my Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle skin I bought.
You can be a skeevo.
Well, the amount of skins I've got on there that I've never used just because I wanted them.
Yep.
But I remember loading £100 worth of real money on there. for the Marvel and Star Wars stuff, and I just spent it all on shit, crap, rubbish.
Yeah. I see a video of Snoop Dogg signing a kid's cast, and he asked him if he had his skin in Fortnite, and he was like, "No, I can't afford it." And then he was like, 50,000 V-Bucks.
Right, he gave him 50,000.
Yeah, yeah, he said he'd sort it out. Give him. It was either 40,000 or 50,000. Ridiculous.
Geezer.
Kids is gonna fucking spunk that up the wall.
Geezer,
like
geezer, lemon squeezer, Ebenezer.
Stupid. Don't get the cast fucking signed. Get something better signed by Snoop Dogg.
For Christmas, we bought. Who is it? Yeah, so it'd be Gemma's stepmum's son. So I guess stepbrother. Mm. We bought him PlayStation PSN voucher is what he wanted for Christmas.
Yep.
He got that. We took it around Sunday. He was like mega excited. I mean, I think he's like 12, 13. I don't know how old he is. He went sprinting upstairs, came down, picture showing us what he bought. And he was mega excited because he finally got to buy the pickaxe he wanted in Fortnite. Crazy, right?
Yeah, yeah.
I just think you could have bought a game with that money.
Yeah, yeah, and you've gone and bought a pickaxe.
I mean, he
could have gifted you V-Bucks.
But for the excitement and how happy he was, it's a validation gift, you know, he's happy and that's
happy
all that matters.
Is worth it.
But as an adult, you're like, you could have bought a whole new experience of a game.
Yeah, but they're not interested in that. Prince, they're interested in Fortnite.
Mm-hmm.
That's how the world works, unfortunately.
It is.
That's how our minds work, if I'm honest.
Yeah, I'm a slag for microtransactions.
Let's
have it right. I was playing Path of Exile 2, and I've done something I've never done before, and I gifted 2 subs on Twitch just to get a pet. And I installed it.
Yeah.
And now I've reinstalled it.
Yeah, yeah. there's a thing with like WoW streamers, and there's one... what's his fucking name? It's like, it's got an X and a Y in it. I don't fucking know. Xavi, whatever his fucking name is. And he's a good player, and he's a good streamer. He's a bit fucking annoying. You can tell he's got a taste of the tism. And he's always like, he's one of them where, you know people that get proper into shit, like what you're saying with anime and... Like really, whatever they're playing or doing, they love it. They're all in on it. You know what I mean? Like someone that loves Warhammer or
like
D&D.
Me. I'm all because I am. I'm all in on D&D. D&D. So I'm all in on Baldur's Gate. So then I'm reading about it.
Yeah, no, I mean the extreme to the point where you've got posters of it and you like genuinely love the characters. No, you're not there.
Oh, I am.
No, you ain't.
Oh, I am.
No, you know the people that go that cosplay in Comic-Con as like the anime characters or whatever.
I would do that if I wasn't too lazy. I would have posters on
exactly.
My wall if I wasn't
exactly. So you're not the same because you're too lazy. These people live and die for this shit. I'm talking about those types of people. Why was I talking about those types of people? Why was I doing that? All right, yeah, no. This streamer is not kind of like that, but kind of like that at the same time, where he finds shit funny about WoW that you wouldn't, that just aren't funny, man, you know, unless you're like a full-on nerd.
Leroy Jenkins.
Yeah, like that kind of shit. You'd be like rolling on the floor laughing, that type of shit. You go, it's not funny, man. Like, let's grow up a little bit. And basically the point of that is, where I was getting to, was that because he's a streamer, he gets streamer privilege. So therefore, like the Spectral Tiger mount that's worth fucking thousands of actual real pounds, he got gifted that by someone, and then all these like ultra rare things. But then it's almost given that person a sense of hierarchy from having shit that he did not fucking earn himself. He's been gifted, you know what I mean? So there's that. But he's a good player, so he kind of balances out. But
good player, but you didn't earn it, so you
didn't
don't
earn
deserve
it. Just,
it. And
just
that
fucking
bit of taste in my mouth.
And what's even more annoying is that there's a Diablo thing going on at the moment where fucking you can get invincible in Diablo.
What do you mean?
The mount. Invincible, which is a fucking mount that everyone's after in WoW.
Oh, really?
Yeah, no, yeah. You come out with Wrath of the Lich King, and it's the Lich King's mount. It's his horse, basically. Arthas Menethil. He had a horse when he was growing up as a paladin, and he called it Invincible. And then one day he was riding through a storm or whatever and tried to jump a cliff and he made it, but Invincible didn't. And Invincible was absolutely fucked and subsequently died. And he was very, very heartbroken by this. And when he turns into the Lich King, he goes back and actually raises Invincible back to life. And because he missed Invincible so much, he's like, come back to me. I'd do the same thing if Rue died. And I had the powers to if I turned into the Lich King, I'd go, right, well, you're coming back. Be no different if you died. I go, right, well, you're now my ghoul.
Bruv, don't bring me back, bro. I want to rest, man.
Tough. You're coming back. With your bobble hat on.
I find this interesting that you've just named fucking, you know, Barry McGuigan and his fucking undying horse and all this.
That's
shit.
The first time I've ever dropped lore bombs.
Right, no, and this is why I find it interesting. Because you don't, you know, you do. You say people's names and you say things and what they are and shit. But when I imagine you get excited for an expansion, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And you go, oh, I'm gonna fucking play this expansion. And it's gonna be so good. And, and you do that. And I remember when I was playing WoW, when I come on, I'm like, am I supposed to be inviting you? Are we supposed to be doing shit together? I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing here. Or am I just playing on my own? Like, New World was a prime example. When people are coming on, should I be teaming up with them? Should it be like, because when I jump on COD, when the boys are on, invite straight away. Mm-hmm. We're on playing COD. Mm-hmm. Is that the same for an MMO? Or you just doing it yourself? And why I ask that is because whenever I've played WoW with you, obviously it's different, you've done it thousands of times, but when a new expansion comes out, are you going to like all the quests and characters and looking at their names and listening to what they've got to say, or you just click 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 go and pick up the herbs, click 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 go and deliver the herbs, click 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 go to the dragon, click 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 go to the tower? Are you actually paying any attention, or are you just clicking your way through it?
Most people, including myself, got into a real bad habit of rushing, so therefore you weren't paying much attention. When an expansion first starts, you do pay attention a lot more because you're trying to work out what the story is. But like, prime example, a patch has recently come out where it's added a new zone and loads of other new shit and a legendary ring that you can get that's meant to be like the Biss ring and blah, 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 blah. And I know full well that I haven't played it yet because I just haven't found the motivation to, because I'm at the moment a bit burnt out with WoW, and this is sort of like just a filler patch which I've done before. And I had a going consensus with a couple of people in the guild that we're all sort of feeling the same way. We don't really give a fuck about it because it's a filler. We're not interested. We're waiting for the next season to start. So I know that when I do start playing that, I'm just gonna fucking click through everything because I'm ultimately not interested in it, nor does it fit in with the expansion. So, like, this patch is about fucking goblins and a place called Siren Isles where all the goblins are. It doesn't fit into the expansion that we're playing, so therefore a lot of people are like, yeah, it's got another couple of mounts there, so I want them and then I'm done. And it's got catch-up gear and shit, so it's almost like a throwaway. But when I started playing with yourself and exercised far more patience than I ever have before,
which I expect
for the benefit of both of us, it made me slow myself down and enjoy stuff quite a bit more, because what happens is FOMO kicks in very, very quickly, especially with an MMO, and especially if you're playing a DPS role. You're putting yourself up against 95% of the player base, because most people aren't playing a tank role or healing role because they're a lot more work than a DPS role. So you find that you skip through a lot of shit so that you can get to the end game and then fucking stay ahead of the curve, ahead of everyone else. And yeah, that standard FOMO kicks in, because if you're like me, where you're part of Facebook groups, you're part of fucking Discord, it pops up on your YouTube, on TikTok, on fucking Instagram, you're seeing all this shit and you go, I ain't done that yet, I ain't experienced that. You're flooded with stuff, but you want to get it done as quick as possible so that you're no longer flooded with shit. You see, you know what I mean? You start a game that you know very, very well. Destiny 2, a new expansion comes out for that, or a new patch or whatever. Now there's 20 different things that you need to do. You're going to smash through those 20 fucking things so that you don't have to do those 20 things.
Yeah, I'd say the only difference is that I'll listen to dialogue, though. I'm not...
Yeah.
I don't play Destiny to be good at it. I play it because I enjoy it. But the fun for Destiny is you could be the best Destiny 2 player in the world.
Mm.
And I could be the worst, which probably I am. I got a platinum trophy, no biggie. But, you know, that could be the scenario, and I could get a god roll drop for me and you couldn't. And there's nothing you can do about that.
Mm.
It is pure RNG. So the basis of I've got something that you haven't got, but it's not through achievement. There is that in there, but I've got it just through just playing a game.
In hindsight, it's quite ridiculous, really, rushing it all because everything's timed to a certain point, and you'd look at, so like when The War Within released, bruv, many of us, and like myself, very, very quickly, I had the whole campaign done within 2 days, 2-3 days, everything done. And then every single fucking quest in the zones, done. I've done them all the side quests, everything. I just beelined all of that because that's what I was interested in. I was taking all of that in. And then it's doing Mythic Plus and getting Keystone Master or Hero, whatever, and then doing the raid, getting ahead of the curve. And you rush all of that because you want it done fucking ASAP. And then you sit there. Now there's nothing else left to do. I've rinsed everything. I've done what I wanted to do. Now I can breathe and now I can relax. You go, I've rinsed this game that I love, so I can now stop worrying about playing it, which is sort of like the MMO brain. But when me and you were playing, and I had to slow myself right down for your benefit so you could understand the game far better, it sort of opened my eyes a little bit in terms of taking that step back and just relaxing and chilling and taking more shit in and understanding more. And you do, when you slow yourself down, which is very tough to do when you're involved with an MMO. I think I'm still in the realms of clicking through shit and just fucking beelining. But playing with you definitely made me, and playing with Steph when we played ESO together, the bit that I really wish that WoW had that it doesn't is voice acted quest dialogue, which I know that on Classic they're working on an add-on where it's AI, which is unfortunate, but I mean personally I don't give a fuck. No, I don't really care as long as there's voice acting. I don't fucking care if a computer's done it or if a real person's done it. A shame for the voice actor that misses out, but I'm sorry, I don't give a fuck. That's just my personal preference. I do not care.
Well, it's either don't have it or do it with AI. If they're not going to do it, imagine AI.
Yeah, do it with fucking AI. But that add-on hasn't made it to retail WoW yet. But I feel like that would make, because the quest dialogues, you don't bother reading half of it.
It's a lot of reading, isn't it?
It's a lot of reading, whereas with ESO, it's all completely voice acted. All of it. Mm-hmm. So if you don't want to listen, then don't fucking listen. But you almost feel obliged to, because it's far more interesting. But also, someone's been paid and actually learnt those lines and read them for that quest or whatever. And it makes it far more interesting. So I would listen more and keep in tune with it if it had that in it.
I just feel like you're missing out. I feel like it take away from the experience, because with Destiny 2, when a new expansion comes out, I was excited, being like, well, oh, what they're going to do with Ikora, and that ended like that. So Savathun is obviously going, and she's the Witch Queen, and blah, 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 and you got all this stuff. And I'm like excited to see where the story goes. Whereas where the way you play, I can imagine it's just, what are the new mechanics? What are the new loot? That's all I care about. I'm not interested.
To a point,
you might
yeah.
see the cutscene at the beginning and be like, oh, that's cool. He was in the last expansion and his name's John. But you don't have any affiliation to character. You might have spoke to him 40 times throughout the quest but not realise you were talking to John, because you're just clicking through.
No, it's not that bad. You still keep in touch with the main story and know what's going on. It's just the details to everything is where you drop out. So the basics and the actual story itself, you still keep in touch with and know where you're going and what's happening. But yeah, it's the details and the hidden stuff is where you don't clock onto a lot of it. I noticed that when I started reading the books, that's where I got a lot of enjoyment. because you get that lore around.
Connects a lot of dots.
A lot of dots. There's a dungeon called Escape from Dernhold, and I hate it, and everyone fucking hates it. It's a long ass dungeon with lots of dialogue in it. You can't fucking rush it, and to the point where if you're doing a random dungeon and you join that, people leave. It's quite difficult to keep a group there because it pops up and people go, I'd rather take the 30-minute debuff and not be able to queue for another dungeon for half an hour than fucking sit through this shit. I can't be arsed. It's horrible. However, when I read, I can't remember the title of the book, but it's basically around this character, Fral, who used to be the war chief of the Horde and is now like this great shaman and he's very prevalent in the war within. And has been through most of WoW's history. And it's basically the book that I read is all about him actually being captured as an orc by the humans and enslaved, and then his whole race of people being enslaved. But he was actually brought up by humans because humans come in and slaughtered his family and took him as a baby and then raised him as a gladiator for their amusement. But he was obviously very fucking good because he's one massive fucking orc.
He's a very good story, it sounds like.
He's huge. And then all he has from his memories of all he has to know that he is from an orcish clan is this little cloth with it's called the Frostwolf clan, and it's got that emblem on it, on this little bit of cloth, because obviously he doesn't know that he's an orc I'm talking like he was a baby when he was taken. And then, yeah, he discovers, like, obviously there's other orcs. And then basically the way the book is that he manages to escape Dernhold, this big prison, basically, or, like, this big human settlement, capital, whatever, and escape it and find his original clan. And the current leader of that clan is a shaman who's obviously in tune with the elements and stuff like that. And then Frau ends up becoming a shaman from that because he's also in tune with the elements. It's a very mystical power that not every orc is accustomed to. He then ends up becoming the fucking war chief for the entire race of orcs. So he's gone from this orc that was originally brought up as a human and an absolute outsider to all the other orcs because all they see was him fighting for humans, to then being taken in by them and then leading them. And that's in the book, how he escapes that prison. So it brings another bit of lore to the dungeon, and you understand why you're playing this dungeon, why there's that dialogue, and you recognize all the names of the people that's in the dungeon. And it turns it from an extremely long, boring experience to a very fun dungeon because you know the fucking lore behind it.
100%.
You've read the books and you go, oh, fuck. And I remember first playing it after I'd read the book. And I remember saying to the people that were in the dungeon with me when they were complaining about it, and I was like, if you read the book, this is actually a really cool dungeon. And that's what I think I need to do to get more invested in it, is to read the books, of which I've got fucking loads of them.
Not just that. I think just watching YouTube videos of lore. Lore is such a great way to unwind. There's a geezer I watch, I think his name's Mr. Rex. Mr. Rex. And he does D&D stuff. So he'll do like, if you go on his channel and just want to watch anything about D&D, he'll have an entire video about the owlbear, for example, which you know very well.
I know the owlbear very well.
Yes.
Killed twice now by an owlbear.
So he'll go into the owlbear, but he'll go like, he won't just have like, he'll have the monster manual. Manuel, whatever it is. He's got all the different... So Connor, I don't know if you know this, you probably do. He'll have a monster manual and he'll open it, and in the book it'll be owlbear, and it'll have its strength, its fucking... It's,
well, Connor knows everything because he's fucking perfect, isn't
he? He'll have his book and it'll say its AC, it'll say his fucking... It'll say everything. All its abilities, passives, absolutely everything about the creature. So that's where he'll pull the information from for when he's fighting us. He might change the stats accordingly how he pleases, but that is the base.
He definitely changes the stats, otherwise we'd all be dead.
The base gauge guideline for each monster. But when you go into, when you go and watch Mr. X, for example, say there's the owlbear, he'll go into that and he'll go through all the stats and everything about it, and then he'll go through the history where it shows up in lore, why it's so powerful. Then he'll do like a digital mock-up of it, attacking different beasts and fighting other monsters in D&D. And that is the most
interesting.
Interesting. I don't know why, because it's not real, but it's just, it makes...
It's because you want to know.
Yeah, and I do. And then, obviously, I've been reading D&D books now for well over a year. I'm still only 4 books into the fucking 40 book series or whatever it is, and I read the Spider Queen series, which was like 6 books. I banged them out in like 3 months or something. But then when I'm playing Dungeons and Dragons or Baldur's Gate more prevalently, whenever I hear the mention of, I don't know, a god or something, that's the god of, you know, this person. I remember that in the books. Mm. Or when I'm listening to the podcast, Hell or High Rollers, they're going through the 9 layers of hell. And there's so many characters in there that I've heard of from Baldur's Gate, or I've read in the books, or I've heard when we've been playing D&D. And when you get that little twang, that connection that you can connect between
great,
things,
it feels really cool.
It's a buzz. You feel like you know that character personally. And you feel smart as well.
Yeah, eventually I will get through the because there's 64 WoW books, and then a couple of other little spin-off things, and then graphic novels alongside that. And I think I've got maybe like 20 of the books that I would need. And my issue with it is trying to figure out the best way to read them, because you can read them canonically, so fucking
or chronologically.
But there's loads of different ways you could either be absolutely fucking normal and go, I like the look of that book, so I'm going to read that one, and then I'm going to read this one, and then that one, and then this one. Or you can be total fucking nerd and give yourself a massive headache and then go, right, I'm going to read them how they are set in the story, which is therefore you go, you read that one, and then you must read this one, but that one, and then this one, and that one connects to that one.
That's exactly what I'm doing.
Or you read them how I'm reading them, and that is this one released first, and then this one, and then this one, and then this one. So I'm going to read them like that, because that's the one that makes the most sense to me, which, however, I'm now... And I know I'll move to... I have all of these books, so I'm just going to read all of these, and then just look at the ones that I haven't got and look at the ones that I like, and then fucking read them, and then eventually I will have read them all, because it's so... The first 8 books, they split them into twos. So the first 3 books are in one. The first 3 stories are in one big book, in one chronicle, and then the same with the next, I think the next 4, and so on. So it's like, if you wanted to read them in actual proper order that you're supposed to by law, well, you've got 3 books in one, but I only need to read the 3rd one, and then I need to skip all the way to like book number 12, and then come back to book 7. But book 7 is actually fucking mixed in with book 4, 5, 6, and then it just becomes a fucking mess. And as you know, ADHD kicked in very fucking heavy. And I, if Steph didn't stop me, I would have ended up buying every single fucking book. Because I remember saying to her, I was like, I can't read these until I've got all of them. I need to get every single one in my collection, and then I can start reading them. Which was ridiculous. And Steph was like, why don't you see if you like reading first before you buy 64 books? And I was like, yeah, maybe that's a good idea. So I stopped at like number 20. And yeah, I've been pilfering through them. Like I said, I was reading. I haven't read for a very long time, good couple of months. But I've got the Lich King book in the van, and I need to start the 3rd book in the series, which is, they're all packed away now because we're fucking moving. But yeah, 100%. When you love a game a lot and you play it a lot, when you start reading the lore around that, makes it so much more enjoyable.
And that's why them series of books, plus the the Spider Queen, which I read, and which is all about the Drow, which is what I'm playing in D&D, and the world that they live in, under the earth. And now I'm reading about a Drow called Driz Duerden, who is the most famous out of any character in Dungeons & Dragons. Connor actually put me onto it. But yeah, they're talking about making films out of this shit. And this has been going on for like 20, 30 years, these books. Now I'm onto that. It's like, I'm obsessed with Drow. They're like my favourite race in any fucking game ever. So whenever I get a chance to play as a Drow or be a Drow or read about a Drow, I will. And I got a couple of action figures, of course I have. I've got the Golden Archives, Driz Duerden, and then I realised I didn't get the one that comes with his panther, so then I had to buy the special edition. And when I was going through, Jem wanted to know what one for Christmas, and I just give up. I was just like, look, just anything D&D. I don't care what it is. Little figures, fucking big figures, fucking dice, cups, whatever. Just give me some D&D shit and I'll be happy. I don't care how big or small it is, even if it's a fiver, key ring, whatever. And then she had a parcel turn up the other day and she was like happy, and then she became devastated. And I was like, what's the matter? She said, the box is damaged. And I was like, oh no. She was like, I said, don't worry about it. She was like, no, because I know you don't like damaged boxes. You keep them all in the fucking boxes. I was like, yeah, don't worry about it. It's fine. I was like, well, how damaged is it? Well, it can't be that bad. She was like, I can't show you because then you know what it is. I said, don't worry about it. Or just show me the side of it. You know, just a little bit of it. So she like showed me the side. And from the side of the box, I instantly knew. I said, is that... That's not that one up there, is it? She went, cunt.
What was it?
It's just my Drizzt figure that I'd already got on the fucking mantelpiece above the telly.
Yeah.
So she had to send that back, but it was fucked anyway. But then I was putting some washing away the other day, and there was another parcel that was just slightly covered over. And as I walked in with the washing basket, I knocked it, and it come unwrapped. Fucking loads of little D&D minifigures, and I little Drizzt minifigures and shit, bro. Yeah, I'm eating well on D&D.
Does she know that you've seen them?
Yeah, I told her.
Oh,
well, I told her. I probably shouldn't. She got angry, but shouldn't have left it out, bro. You know what I mean? It's just sitting there.
Don't leave shit out.
Exactly. So yeah, my house is a fucking mess at the moment. I've got to go down the dump tomorrow. I booked that slot up. Got to take a bed down there. We've got no bed now. We've literally just dismantled the bed.
I take it you got another one coming.
No. I live on the sofa. Kids are having that room. We're having no room, which is great. So that's fantastic. Basically, for Christmas, Evelyn's like heavily into gymnastics, isn't she? She's gone from like level 8 to level 4 in like months, which is, you know, obviously a lot of levels. It goes down to 1. And she wanted gymnastic stuff for Christmas, so we've got a gymnastic bar, which is obviously massive, and gymnastic mats, and there's just not enough. Well, you've been in mine. There's not enough room in their bedroom. It's thin, it's small. So now they're having our bedroom.
Yeah, I can't imagine there's enough room for a whole gymnastics fucking setup.
So they're having or she's having that stuff in our bedroom, and their beds are going in there, and that their room now is just going to be like a fucking wardrobe room and shit, and we're just going to live on the sofa. It's just the way it is, bruh. So yeah, I'm going to take the fucking bed down to the dump and all the other shit. So whilst I'm excited I broke up for Christmas, my work is not yet done. But I will be having an exciting evening tonight, because I'm going to be playing computer games. I'm going to be watching stuff on telly, and I'm going to be eating loads of shit.
You're in Christmas mode.
I'm fucking activated, bro. I'm going to be playing Balatro,
yep.
Slay the Spire, Baldur's Gate, Path of Exile. I'm going to probably do none of them things until very late. I'm going to wake up really tired and pissed off, and then have to go dump.
I'm going for a run.
I pooed on the floor again today.
Go on, fucking why not? We might as well close off with that. Go on.
I need a poo. I walked really far, and then where I was, certain things were still coming, and they would still see me if they just looked down.
Yep.
So I had to put my jacket over my knees, so I just looked like a crouching human with an orange kilt. But I was shitting everywhere. When I shit, I mean, you know when you shit and you release it and it goes...
Yeah.
When I shit, it went
proper exploded. Just
exploded
out.
Like a spud gun. Fucking
was blush. It solid consistency?
No, it was a mulchy mess.
Yeah.
And and then I found out why I push my willy backwards.
Yeah.
When I'm pissing, because when you're crouched like this.
Yep.
And you're shitting.
Yeah. Yeah.
You can't. Because my knob's back here, bruv. My knob's not down here dangling. My knob's here, so I can't piss over my clothes. So, yeah, that's why you have to push your knob back.
Right, okay, I understand.
And I took your advice, and I shit in a van the other day, and I thought, fuck it, and I pissed in the bag.
Yep. How did that go?
Perfectly. No urine leaked, but I was nervous.
Because it's a bag. Are you using them grey bags still? No, is it the grey bags?
I use big black bags.
Oh,
I take bin bags in from home.
You ain't got them grey bags that they give?
No, I just use bin bags and toilet roll.
I'm just saying, because the grey bags are fucking thick, so ain't nothing coming through.
No, this is just your box down a bin bag.
Big bag. Yeah, nothing's going to... Yeah, you can piss in that.
Yeah, but
fine.
If there's even a tiny little bubby hole in there. It's going to come out.
Yeah.
And it's just going to leak everywhere.
But also, the things that might see you would only see you a brief moment, but I know exactly what you mean, because nothing's going to happen.
No.
They can't access where you are, so nothing's going to happen, because you have it when you're pissing as well.
Mm-hmm.
It's in case the fucker at the front sees you.
Exactly.
And goes, hello.
Hello, what the fuck? I just see a guy shitting. But what am I supposed to do, though? I've got to go. There's nothing I can do to stop that.
No, I think you guys have become comfortable with doing it, and that's why you do it, because you know that you can. It's no different. It's no different to the love jug in the back. At first, when you first mentioned the love jug, everyone's like, why would you do that? Love jug, by the way, is pissing in a bottle, right? Or why did we used to use a jug? Why didn't we just use a bottle and then just pour that? Why did we all piss in a jug and then fling the jug out?
It's just my thing, wasn't it? I just always had the jug because it was for weed spray.
Well, yeah, but then everyone... Yeah, exactly. And then you'd fill it up with chemical and then... pour like dirty, ridiculous. To the point where... When I was over with you, and I had my own love jug in my own van, and because everyone used it and it got battered, that jug ended up having a crack all the way down the bottom of it. Still used it, just used it at an angle. And every now and then, it would let the piss drip out onto the people's kit that I don't like.
Yeah.
Andrew, if you're listening to this, all right, this is what they do over on that side, yeah? I know that we're going for that and blah, 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 but this is what you'll have to deal with, all right, is prevalent pooing out in the open.
If you got to go, you got to go. We're not blessed with toilets. When you get older, your bowels will start to slip. this happened overnight.
Mm.
All of a sudden, I started shitting and needing a shit.
Mm.
I never used to fucking... I used to be able to suck it up. I used to be able to hold it in.
I remember when someone we worked with, Owen... old geezer, fucking ex-addict, all right? So his body's fucked, yeah? I really like him, northern lad. And I remember one time, I weren't there, but I heard the story that he had a bad stomach one day and had the shits. And you know how when you're walking along, sometimes you have that big concrete wall where you got the top bit, concrete wall, and then another section, and then fence. Yeah, so you do those three strips naturally. And I think it was all the lads were on the top bit, and they were like, well, where's Owen gone? And then pop their head over and then just see Orange down the bottom, crouching. And yeah, he was squirting shit down that bit. just squirting a turnout.
It happened to Jimmy, didn't it? He's shit in the back of the van, but he was in there ages.
Yeah.
I was like, you're alright. And then he got out and he had shit on his head.
Yeah.
Because he was sweating. He rubbed it over his head.
He fell over.
Did he?
That's what it was. As far as I was aware, he was shit. I think he was shitting in the back of the van. And I think the light switched off. And then he tripped over. And then got shit all up his arm.
He went
and
home,
all over
so
him, and then
he
went
was
home.
So ill.
Yeah, you weren't good.
Yeah.
It's just a mess. Anyway, we'll leave you with all of that.
Dry leaves I use, by the way. Dry leaves.
Dry leaves.
And wet leaves. A combination of both. Wet.
Are you not worried about getting an infection in your arsehole?
There's nothing I can do. What do I do? Leave shit there?
Have you not got wipes with you?
No.
You carry a bag, don't you?
No, I don't.
But where do you have all your shit, all your stuff?
I put it in another geezer's bag. I only put my tablet in there. I don't need anything else.
What, you haven't got like a first aid kit and shit in there?
Yeah, but that stays with the site.
Yeah, but it should also be in the bag, no?
Yeah, but that's...
But then just carry a bag with toilet roll and shit. That's what I used to do. And I never got caught short because I would never do it. But if I ever did get caught short to the point where I knew one day it may happen and I used to carry toilet roll with me, I still got a roll in the van.
The trouble is, I can't carry my bag because it's got my Kindle in it. If I leave my Kindle in the van gets broken into, I'm going to steal my Kindle. If I take it on site, it's going to get broken.
Why would it get broken? It's on site. Just move your bag out of the way.
Because people don't know what's in your shit, man. So if I'm throwing shit about and then they just fucking pick my bag up and throw it somewhere or anything. No, it's people can tread on it. You know what I mean?
Lads, mind the fucking site bag. It's got my Kindle in it.
Yeah, well, I just wouldn't say that because I don't trust people. It's shit happens to them.
Well, there you go. Little insight. There's your
before
little
we go, special poo. Merry Christmas to Sam and your boy.
Carl. How special.
Special mention to them, boys.
Yep. Nice one, lads. What
for? Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas to them.
And fuck everyone else.
No, I'm about to get to them, but we know most of the other people. So they're very special to us.
They are. And I agree.
And we love you. And I hope you and your families have fantastic Christmases and you get to play loads of computer games. And and you don't get caught short and you don't have to shit somewhere you don't want to shit. That's my message. And if you want to follow in my footsteps, my New Year's resolution is I'm going to stop swearing. Fucking funny that, isn't it? We'll see.
Is that what that is? Is that genuinely your New Year's resolution?
Yeah,
that you're going to stop swearing?
Why not? Give it a go.
I give you 20 minutes?
Less than that, probably.
20 minutes.
No. Yeah, but it's one thing stopping, it's another thing trying. I'm going to try and stop, at least not so fucking much.
This is what's going to happen.
Because it's potty mouth.
New Year's is going to happen. Midnight's going to strike. All the fireworks are going to happen. You're going to want to be asleep and the fireworks are going to keep you up. And you'll wake up and you go, well, they fucking stopped the fireworks. Done.
No.
New Year's resolution is over.
No, you underestimate your power.
All right, we'll ask you then. In 2025, I'll ask you how it's going.
And I'll say, fucking incredible.
It's great. You go, oh, whoopsie daisy.
What a load of bollocks.
Yeah, Merry Christmas, everyone. Hope you
Merry
all have a lovely
Christmas,
time.
Steph.
Thank you for the
Connor,
support.
Daryl.
Daryl.
Is Mark still there?
Mark is still here. Hold on. Mark. Hold on. Hold on. Where is it? Fucking, because I can see. No, I can't because I got no fucking squiffy whiffy.
Spider pig.
I just wanted to see the members.
Does whatever a spider pig does. Spins a web. No, we can't. Because he's a pig.
Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas, Steph. Merry Christmas, Lucy. Mark, Connor, Daryl, Sam, Kyle, myself, you.
Don't tell people we sub to ourselves.
Andrew, other Connor. Brandon, Nathan, it's only a small list. I think that might be it. I really apologise if I've missed anyone off.
Genuinely.
I don't think I have.
Did you say Roman?
Roman. There you go.
Where is the, I can't find the
there
thing.
There you go.
I saw that there. Genuinely appreciate every single one of you guys. Very much so. You keep us going. You keep us fucking floating and you keep us wanting to do it. Because without your pennies, and I mean fucking pennies, you cunts, we wouldn't bother.
We've got to a point now where we feel that we're trapped and we have to get something out every week.
We're obligated at this point and it's doing my fucking head in.
Yeah. Thanks, everyone. See you later.
Merry Christmas.
Ooh-roo.
Ooh-roo.